And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hola, Soqueros!
Hey!
Hey, man! We're on the Garage Sale Goat again!
With the Bueno Mobile!
Low riding!
It's all paid for, man! Hey, I just said it's paid for, man! Easy, man! Easy!
Yeah! Labrador, man! Okay, we're getting off to a weird start today.
You are.
Oh, yeah, it's Chris and Johnny Bueno. Chris woke up 10 minutes before Johnny Bueno was supposed to show up because Chris set his alarm and then for some reason unset his alarm before he went to bed last night and then woke up with 10 minutes to get ready. So my caffeine is just soaking in right now.
Thanks for the warning.
Just starting to tickle my brain, but we've already hit a garage sale.
In the about, local burg.
Just about a mile or so from my house.
Yeah, I got a couple more here in Brighton.
I thought I was picking up a rare video game, the Lego The Yoda Chronicles, but it's a DVD of the Star Wars Lego show with Yoda stories. But it was a buck and 50 cent books. I got a Neil Young guitar song book and volume 5, edition 5 of the fake book, which used to be the Bible of any musician because it has all the standards and they're all written in the same style that we used to have to write stuff to at band practice.
Right.
You know, dummy style. Yes. Shorthand style. So they were like jazz musicians.
Neanderthal style.
They were the Bible of jazz musicians before the internet happened. And since it was 50 cents, I got both of those books for a buck just to see. I have a feeling maybe the fake books might be
a little more money.
Might be worth something because they were sort of just like manufactured and distributed, you know, underground style, seeing as how they were sort of skirting copyright laws.
Yeah.
And, so we'll see. We'll see how it's going.
And I got the Guide to Ice Fishing for a mere 45 cents. 10% off. Just because I didn't have that extra nickel on
me. Yeah, he didn't care.
No. You could tell that guy with the Cuba shirt. He was just like, hey, man. And he's like, yeah, everything's gone. He's like, why did I make a pile? I was like, of what? There's nothing here anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was slim pickings.
Yeah, they must have had some good stuff there.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Judging by the other stuff.
Yeah, I could tell. It was pretty well advertised. For sure. A lot of Friday garage sales in the summer. Speaking of which, I tried hitting one yesterday, as I told you. There was one like 6 minutes from where I work. And I was like, oh boy. They had comics, right? Box of comics there. All sorts of matchbox, all sorts of crazy stuff. And, it opened at 9. There was like a Marvel Star... There's a picture. One of the two comics in the box on top had a Marvel Star Wars in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was like from the 70s and 80s. He said 70s and 80s comics. I got there at 11:30. He's like, nope. Second thing I sold.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, not surprised. But I did get a couple of cool things. I got a couple of puzzles. I got a WWF puzzle already put together and glued on a board. That's got like Hulk Hogan and Piper and Hillbilly Jim or Big John Studd. That's who's in there. I got a Star Wars puzzle, like the one I always had as a kid growing up. Yeah, he had like $2 a piece.
How many pieces was the Star Wars
500.
Puzzle? Oh, that's a good one. The 500 and the 1,000 ones sell really well.
Yeah, well, as long as they're all there.
As long as they're all there, you got to put it together, though.
Yeah, well, I'll just count them. It's a lot easier.
That just reminds me, for my insurance claim, I got to remember I had the 1,000 piece of the original movie poster.
And he had a bunch of DVDs, buck a piece, 6 for 5. He had two, I should have bought one for you, but I wasn't thinking. He had two Reefer Madness DVDs.
Reefer Madness is a dime a dozen.
I know.
It's public domain.
But I thought it was just so funny. He's like, you got two of these. He's like, yeah.
I forgot I bought the first one. Yeah.
It's like, man, this place is classic. What do we have here? I don't want to go to
household
that.
Household sale.
No, no, no. We're going to drive past that line.
Yep.
I'm going to go right to where we need to.
Well, this it's funny. When I used to garage sale with Trudy, we would do that a lot in this stretch. We'd be like, nope, nope, nope. Nope, not today, Satan.
Yeah. Grom.
Somebody's trying to distract us from where we're really supposed to be going.
No, you want to see this? It's like, no. I have plenty of Christmas apparel that smells like mothballs.
Yep.
I'm good.
Plenty of Mrs. Claus dolls.
I had a bunch of, also I bought from that guy, like a stack of like 40 pennants.
Uh-huh.
Like sports pennants, and they're all in good shape, but, oh, they stink to high heaven.
Of what?
Of just, like, must or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you wash those? I was thinking about getting a laundry.
I don't know. You could probably go online and just go cleaning felt, because they're probably made out of felt.
They are, and some of them are stained, but they're pretty cool, and they're all crisp, and I guess that would ruin the crispness if you did that.
If you did that, yeah, because it is felt.
Yeah.
So...
But it's like $2 for the whole stack.
But there might be a way of, like, you know, locking them in a box with a dryer, you know, dryer sheet for a month or something that does that job or something.
You know, for that investment, if it doesn't work out, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
really.
It might be as simple. Sometimes with musty stuff, it's as simple as leaving it out in the sun for a couple hours to.
There you go. The cats will love that. They'll.
Oh, yeah, true. Well,
I'll rechristen it for... Oh, is this another estate sale? No, there's a garage sale and an estate sale here.
Oh.
God damn.
Multifamily. Multifamily.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
All right, we got
to
go.
Do you have to say that three times for it to appear? Or
there it is.
Whoops.
I set it for each family.
I see.
All right. We'll be back.
Aw, Miss Crabtree. Can I read you a poem?
I don't want to eat mush.
applesauce.
Well, we've hit a rarity for this summer. A crummy neighborhood garage sale. Everything's overpriced. Everybody's Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
All Catholic stuff in... It must be a Catholic neighborhood. I don't know if it's like... But everything overpriced. Nothing good either. Nothing either, even that I was like, ooh, I would even want to try to bargain this down or...
No.
Just overpriced, overvalued shit.
Apparently they sold a bunch of stuff the last few days.
Yep.
And you could tell because all that's left is garbage. Oh, let me be international. Garbage.
Garbaggio. We're in Rochester. It's garbage. So, getting the hell out of here and into real garage sale land.
Yeah, it's about goddamn time.
Although Johnny Bueno did capture a picture, if you go into Garage Sale Glow Facebook page or our Discord page,
you'll
see a picture of
it. I try and be slick about it, but I made it like a photo shoot.
Well, you've got this theme of... two identical Jesuses. You had two in a picture frame from a couple weeks ago, and then this one was two crucifixes next to each other, but then the right next to them
on the table, table next to it,
humidor for cigars, a flask
with a skull on it.
Yeah.
It's like, so, really?
So they had their virtue and their vice all just laid out on the table. Very Catholic.
Yes, very.
All right, well, here's to some better luck.
Yeah, we're going to go hit that. We need to get over to Culver.
Yeah.
3 cheers for Alfalfa!
Well, on we go. Just hit a normal garage sale, so we're on the right track. I just bought some 50-cent DVDs. I got one DVD with the first four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I got Hellboy, Pulp Fiction, one of the three Tarantino movies. So now I need to get Jackie Brown. And actually, I think I only need Jackie Brown and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I think I'm all caught up.
Wow, pretty good. I got Zach and Mary Make a Porno, continuing on with my Kevin Smith Pursuit DVDs, and a couple of cute anime dolls that were in, like, seal form. They're pretty cool. My daughter collects them all the time, and I just still had the tags on them, very clean, almost brand new.
Yeah.
So, what the heck?
Big old round eyes on them.
Oh.
What else did I get? I got Hellboy, and I got The Bad Lieutenant, starring Harvey Keitel.
So, they had that thing with Iron Man and the Infinity Gauntlet thing.
Yeah.
Did you see in the Deadpool movie when they're talking about?
I did not.
When they're talking about putting on your Hulk hands and going at it in both hands.
Oh.
Hello.
All right, garage sale.
Yeah, distracted
well,
by...
Well, we'll leave it at masturbating with your Hulk hands.
Yeah. Smasturbation, I think.
Smasturbation. Oh.
Hulk, get smashed.
All right, we'll be back.
What's...
All right, we just hit a garage sale of a buddy of ours, one of our old...
WITR friends.
Yeah, this looks like it's plant holders. A plant holder sale.
That's more of like a let me go get a tan and an excuse at the same time.
But one of our weirdo friends, and we got some weirdo stuff. I replaced one of my classic B. Kleiban books. Cat, the classic B. Kleiban book. I got Born with the Dead by Robert Silverberg, The Philosopher's Stone, Chaos, Synchronicity, and the, what is it? I just got to say Hidden Order. Hidden Order of the World. One that Johnny Bueno picked out for me, Altered States of Awareness by Scientific American, and Godfrey Daniels, a Richard and Noble book. The king of the photo novel, and it's all W.C. Fields. It's basically a W.C. Fields photo novel.
Wow.
But, see?
Cool.
So it's all the old, open right up to The Dentist, one of the classics.
Nice. And I got the Peter Max poster book, which is pretty cool. And then a Gon Wilson trade paperback for a measly dollar.
Yeah.
So, pretty good. Definitely worth the hype. We've thought about that sale since Wednesday. He opened on Thursday. And as I said, the fact that the Peter Max book was still sitting there, it's like, really? Okay.
Well, it was meant to be then.
Do you have a street value of that, man?
But, yeah. I'm not getting a lot. I don't think I've gotten anything that I plan to sell today.
I have a few things. I mean, I didn't even mention the last sale, a couple sales back, I got those two DVD towers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Matching pair. They're not in great shape, but it'll help me sort out all my DVDs.
They're not really in bad shape either.
No, I mean, the one looks like it's got a little moisture damage on the bottom, but what else is new? Yeah. But we got a couple more here in the, what is this, the western quadrant of West Irondequoit, along by the zoo. It's always a nice place to visit. So, wow, it's almost 12 o'clock. Holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. It's whipping by today.
It is. Well, we're moving kind of slow. There's no urgency!
Nope,
where's the urgency?
It's too late in the summer. We're tired. We're tired, folks.
That's like my favorite question of all time. Especially when I ask it in this way. Where's the effort? Where's the effort?
Did you put your back into it a little bit?
You know, the kids at Irondequoit High School could do a better job than your candy-ass effort right now.
They don't want to work. All right. Well, on to more garage sales. Thank you very much. All right, we just hit another old lady garage sale. Photographer, I got a nice framed one of her pictures of Manhattan Square Park, a little park here in Rochester with a mural on it. She took a picture of the old mural that's been painted over since then, so that's cool. That'll look nice at our house.
I got the original version of Stratego.
Yeah, for $1.
In the box, I mean, the box isn't in great shape, but the board's in great shape, and all the wood figures are fucking awesome.
Excellent. It might be worth it just for those.
It is, totally. That's my favorite part. And the reason why they're great is because they always would fall over, and you could see what the other people had.
Yeah.
The plastic versions they made feed on them.
Yeah.
So, whoa.
Learn their lesson.
Bottoms up.
All right. We'll avoid that. No lemonade. All right, we got a garage sale to go to. Well, no more garage sales to report, but we just ate lunch at Sal's Broidland, which was delicious. I had a Wing and Mac snack with Sal's
sausages.
I've never eaten at Sal's. It's a Rochester classic, but I always ate a Country Sweet. But gotta say, Sal's is superior to Country Sweet.
It truly is Country Sweat.
That's funny, that's what we used to call Country Sweet.
That's what I mean. It truly is a Country Sweat compared to Sal's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a ton of garage sales in Irondequoit, and we've bought very little. And a lot of just off-the-radar stuff. A lot of old ladies just pulling crap out of their house that's really just needs to be donated or thrown away. All due respect. But
that's usually how it is. This has kind of been a normal garage selling day in Rochester.
Yeah, you jinxed us.
But after this whole summer, it just seems really weird.
You've been talking about it, and now you jinxed us.
Well, we'll see. We haven't got to Greece yet. Now, normally, Greece is the best place. So, if it's a normal garage sale day, we're heading into the gravy right now.
Which is kind of too bad, because I would think expecting it. We weren't in bad thoughts in Irondequoit. All these places we're driving in, these are all legitimate good spots. I've found tons of things in the past. But
well, what we haven't mentioned is there's a annual festival going on. And in Fairport, so there might be a lot of people there, and a lot of people might not have planned. A lot of the better garage sellers might have been like, "Yeah, let's not do that weekend. That's the Fairport Canal Days." So, yeah, we're back into the low price zone. At least everything's cheap. I have not had to use a $20 bill at any garage sale.
I did. I bought those 5 DVDs and 5 CDs along with those 2 DVD towers for $25.
Yeah, I was going to say, the most I spent at a garage sale today was $12, and that was for a stack of DVDs and CDs and that little mixer for headphones, and those are not cheap, those little headphone amps, especially nice ones like this one. It's metal and solidly built. So,
So anyways, we're driving back through Irondequoit right now to drop off all of my lots and then make our way over to jump over the bridge and get the grease.
Wasn't there a place near your house that were...
Well, there was the one that we went to already. But there's another one. It's on the way. It's in town. It's in a townhouse.
Uh-huh.
I don't typically like townhouse sales. There's only one time I've ever actually found anything good at a townhouse sale. That's because it was on Craigslist and they were selling comic books.
Sure.
So outside of that...
No, townhouses, usually people don't live there long enough.
Right.
Or have enough money...
Or have enough space.
To accrue anything good. Or vintage or anything like that. So it's like... It's usually just a bunch... It's just a bunch of Christmas decorations and...
Right.
And garbage.
Pretty much.
Garbage.
So anyways, during the last segment, I think... Did you understand what I was saying when I said bottoms up? I was, like, looking at you while you were talking, and some lady with a fat ass bent over right in front of your window.
Oh.
I was like, I wish I had my camera, but her boyfriend was right there. It's like, it looked like a fucking light bulb, you know, with the old filament in it. It's like, oh. You know, throw up in my mouth. It's like... A light bulb with, like, cottage cheese wavy lines around. Ah! He says while picking his teeth.
Anyways. Well, I guess I'm glad I missed it. Guess I'm glad I'm a little out of it today.
Yeah, you
Kemmer
are.
Kind of saved me.
You're like Weekend at Bernie's rat, Nick, today.
Well, it's because I went to bed last night. I set my alarm. I thought I set my alarm for 7. I was consciously thinking of doing it, and I must have turned it on and then turned it off or something. I don't know. It wasn't on when I got up this... And I woke up this morning, was just sort of laying in bed going like, ah, the alarm hasn't gone off, and I've already woken up. That's always a good sign. And after a while, I'm like, it's too bright outside to be 7, you know, before 7 o'clock in the morning, to be 6-something in the morning. I better check my clock. And it was 10 minutes before you were supposed to show up.
But I showed up 10 minutes late anyways.
That's good. That worked out perfectly. Because it was like I had to hit the head and then gather all my shit together, you know?
Shit together.
Uh-huh.
So, people...
It's all shit work in the morning.
It is. Gotta get those binocs going.
Get the Well, you know, the thing is... If I'm not meticulous about it, I'm gonna leave something behind.
I do.
I'm gonna leave my vape behind. I'm gonna leave my money behind.
I almost left my wallet behind.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the binoculars behind or something. Never the recorder. The recorder I always remember.
I actually forgot the box set today.
The box set.
Yeah, the ELO set.
Oh.
I was gonna bring that. But no!
No. It's funny, I almost put on a collection of ELO instrumental versions of some of their songs from Out of the Blue, which was really beautiful to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. All right. Well, we're back in the garage sale loop.
We are heading to Rock Beach.
Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, man.
All right. We'll leave you with the sounds of Other Galactic Funk. All right. Just hit a nice garage sale. Look, we're on the corner of Taint and Bancroft Street.
Taint. Taint, not Taint.
Speak for yourself. To me, we're always on Taint.
Bancroft.
Smells like Taint here.
Bancroft's Taint. And Bancroft's Taint.
Yeah. That's why they named it that.
The street.
She used to live here, and she had a reputation. Anyway, good garage sale. Good garage sale. I had a moment of back off, Johnny, where I got to the box full of Mad magazines and started pulling them out, just going, rah, rah, whipping my arm around. And then I'm like, you want to share half the Mad books? And then I started handing him ones that were literally half chewed away. Half the book was gone. Here, you can have this one. But it turns out the whole box was $5, so I just bought it. Got a Circus magazine with Dee Snider's lovely face plastered on the front of it. That would probably be a good selling item, but it's like sun faded. But I know some people who might like that as a gift. And hopefully they're not listening right now because they probably know who they are. And I got records. Good. This guy had good taste in music because I got two, count them two, one a double album, gatefold album of Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Not easy to find. Firesign Theater, the 2001 soundtrack, which is not rare, but it's a good record. Two of my favorite albums, Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. Volume 1 is the one everybody picks up, but it's boring. Volume 2 is fantastic. Neil Young, Harvest, and the Capper, probably the best.
Well, Flying Burrito Brothers.
Flying Burrito Brothers are also good. But the Capper was an actual King Missile album. And I believe that is a shimmy disc.
Yes, it is.
I picked up, and it's the only one in great condition, too.
Yep.
And shimmy disc might as well, on vinyl, might as well be made of gold. So I could get a good price for that on the eBays. Although I probably will keep it because it was a buck, and how often am I going to run into King Missile mystical shit at a garage sale for a buck? Hey, buck, you win! Hey, buck, you win!
You talking to me?
No, I'm just channeling some Bob Weir.
Oh, okay. Hey! Hey!
A little bit higher! A little bit higher! Oh, Bobby. Fucking goofball. Anyway, a good garage sale. Friendly guy.
Yeah?
I thought I was going to find my receiver to plug my turntable in, but nope. Wasn't to be. But that big box of Mad Magazines is fucking going to be great. Some super specials in there.
Beautiful.
Oh, boy. So still, not really much for me to sell today.
Those Mads you can sell. Some of them.
If I can bear to part with them, that's the problem.
The rat chews, maybe not.
No, but... well, the magazines aren't chewed. The books are all chewed up.
Right.
And there's a few books that'll go out. Some of them are going in the garbage because they're literally like half. It's like a cartoon. You know, like half the book is gone with something just took a bite out of it.
Well, you always gotta save some for later. At least mice are.
There's probably a rat's nest somewhere just filled with Mad Magazine.
As long as it's not in the box.
Little what me worry rats running around.
They got this big gap between their two teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's... you can see the gap in the chew marks. All right.
Alfred E. Newman just turned 80, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah. Did you see that meme of him?
No, there should be a picture of him taking his gap teeth out.
No, it's actually a picture of him in bed going to reach for his teeth in the glass of water.
Excellent. Okay. Good. Then they're on point.
Yes.
Although they're not really on point because Mad ceased to exist a long time ago.
Not only that, but it's only at this point it's just reprints.
Yeah.
The DC owns them and they just make reprints now.
Yeah, because there was a while they tried to make new Mad magazines and they did they tried. They tried to get new people to do it and some of them were even like kind of underground artists. But they just weren't the same. They just weren't.
Well, they had to be politically correct.
Right there. Is that a...
Yes. It says sale 9 to 4.
Excellent. Well, it's 2:15, so... All right, another garage sale to go to.
Yeah, I'll resell them. I'll do okay.
Another cheap DVD place, 3 DVDs for $1. I got Terminator 3. I got The Shining. And what was the third one I got? I can't remember. It was something.
It didn't happen. You're just making it up.
Okay. Well, here's another garage sale.
Come on,
we just had to roll down the hill, and here we are.
Oh, look, they have a love sign.
A love sign?
Love.
Wow, I never seen one of those. I gotta check this out. We'll be right back. I wonder if they have the live laugh signs, too.
Kind of appropriate music, because we pretty much made out like bandits.
Yes, we did.
And?
Boy, and we both were like, should we go to it? And I'm like, yeah, let's go.
And we made a new friend.
We made friends with Elaine.
Yes.
Of Elaine's...
estate sales.
Estate sales. And that guy who's working with her is probably Elaine's husband.
I would hope so.
He's a nice guy.
You're very helpful.
Oh, boy.
They were
working
it. Oh, boy.
I just made some money. I got some stuff to sell. And... What a great garage sale.
Estate sale.
If you're a musician, somebody's going to get a vintage Vox guitar amp for $150 tomorrow. And there's probably going to be people fighting at the door at 9 a.m. to get in to grab that Vox amp.
Well, you hear what he said. Tomorrow, half off and bundle deals. So
and,
we might need to go back there.
And he had a Marshall stack there. That is going to be super cheap at
and that half mandolin
price.
For $40.
Yeah. It's a decent mandolin. It's a bottom line mandolin, but still,
it's
you know,
quality instrument to start.
It's like $200. That's probably like $200 brand new, and it looks like it's pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
I thought about buying it, but I was already piling. I got my receiver, so now I have an amp for my turntable and a cassette deck
and
two boxes chock full of guitar magazines. And Johnny Bueno said, "Why are you buying guitar magazines?" Dude, they sell. And as a matter of fact, like... I found a box of them once out by the garbage when I was first starting eBay. And I was like, should I grab these? And I'm like, I can just throw them away if they're not worth anything. And I made hundreds of dollars on that box of
them. Wow.
Just stuffing full, like, they don't make the same size box anymore at the post office. But I would stuff a flat rate box full of them. And sell them. I put them up for opening bid of $20 and end up getting about $50, $60 per per stack of them. And I was like, a couple weeks ago I saw some on sale. And I was like, I wonder what guitar magazines go through in case I ever run into some. And they go for a good price. And I know all those... The combination of that mailbox and the, like, things stuck on the pole looked like there was a sign somewhere in there. But
there was a sign.
I didn't see it.
It did. It said garage sale, Drum City.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that is. I never heard of it, but we're pressed for time. It's already after 3.
Yeah, it's...
So I know this sale we're going to is open till 4, so...
Oh, okay.
Specifically...
If it still is. Because these guys were, like, getting ready to... They were just like...
Yeah, well, they got tomorrow to do, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, so right there, those guitar magazines are going to pay for my receiver and double tape deck. And they're nice ones, too. They're nice, you know, commercial, heavy-duty... Real stereo equipment.
I got a nice box of CDs and DVDs. The best being the King Crimson CD four CD box set. That was pretty cool.
See, I don't know how it can have all, because there's like 8 or 9 King Crimson albums up until by the 80s.
I don't think it's every album, though. I think it's just it's like a compilation.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it's King Crimson.
Yeah.
And even at 25% off of, or 30% off of 20, you know, that's It was less than $20
for the box set.
For the box set.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's worth it. No, I'm sure it probably goes for good money on eBay.
You know, I mean, I got the Godfather box set on DVD and for like $1 a piece. I mean, at 30% off. So
now, is it just the Godfather movie box set, or is it the like all three Godfather movies?
All three Godfathers plus the fourth one.
The fourth one.
Yeah. Well, the bonus disc.
Okay.
You know,
I was gonna say like. The only thing I could think of for a fourth Godfather movie is, as I know...
The Sicilian? Branson,
no, I know Coppola did a cut of Godfather 1 and 2 where he cut them into one movie.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe that might be the fourth one.
No, it's just kind of a...
He cut it in chronological order.
Oh, man.
Wow. Look at that fucking gorilla in there. Look at that Bluto. He's large.
I'm just glad he's in.
Better eat our spinach. Jesus Christ, that guy's got a fucking carpet hanging off his back.
I'm just glad he's in the garage, in the shade, because I don't want to fucking smell pork.
Don't look him in the eyes, and don't show your teeth. That is a sign of hostility to guys like this. All right.
Don't drag your knuckles.
No knuckle dragging this time, Johnny. All right, we got one more garage sale to
blow get to me
unless
down.
We find any low-hanging fruit after
Whoa.
This.
Whoa! Look at that tree.
It's like the world's biggest shrub is what that is. Wow, holy shit. What kind of, like, you had to use like a fucking cherry picker to do that, right? To trim that like that? Think of that. How would you put a ladder up there to do that?
I don't know.
I don't know why that cracks you up so much, but it is pretty funny. All right. Well, here we go. Possibly our last garage sale of the day. We don't know. We'll see.
Oh, there's more. Don't worry.
Okay.
There's always more.
All right. Listen to some Thomas Dolby and still finding garage sales. Oh, here's a fourth one. We just found three little garage sales. Well, wait, we got to go to this garage sale, and then we'll tell you what we got at the other three.
What you got?
Oh, okay, well, I got time. I got a John Wayne blanket.
Of course, and a nice picture.
And I got a paperweight with direction signs like they had in MASH, pointing, except one's to intercourse, one's to heaven, one's to blue balls, and one's to bird in bush. So it was one of those... Those dirty adult... I got an adult paperweight today.
An entendre.
Yes, double entendre. All right, so we're still hitting them, and it's 3:37, so what the hell? All right, we got to go. Time's wasted. Sorry, Johnny, we got to do that again. So we just hit another garage sale. Oh, my God, and now we're coming up to a giant garage sale. Okay, Cliff Notes. Johnny got two Naruto... figures
and a Clue board game still in the shrink wrap from Leo because he wants to buy whatever he wants.
Also a Naruto.
But we got 10 minutes and this garage sale is going to close and it's really big, so we got to go.
Bye. All right, we're calling it.
4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock on the dot. There's just not going to be really any more garage sales. We might, if we do, we'll if we find one on the way back, we will report in on you. But. The last garage sale we just went to closed at 4, and it had a sign that said everything free until 4 except for buttons. Did you see any buttons there? I didn't see any buttons.
I did not.
Maybe they took the buttons in. Maybe they sold all the buttons. I don't know. I didn't even know what kind of buttons they were.
You know, one thing I know for sure, they probably were cute.
By definition. And I couldn't find anything for free, but Johnny Bueno did get a Marvel Superheroes coloring book.
Yeah, Marvel Superheroes and Villains.
And not like an old retro one.
No, like a modern $16.99.
Super intensely detailed drawings. Yeah. More detailed than a lot of comics, actually.
Yeah. For free! Free!
Free, free, free. Just walk in, take it, and walk out.
I'll sell it to you for $8, though.
So I guess it's kind of more poetic if our last garage sale was an everything free
except
garage
the buttons. I don't care. Well, that lady's in a bikini.
Yeah, she was looking really hot till you got up close.
Well,
yeah. Might have had her dentures out.
Well, yeah, the skin doesn't always fold as well when it's old and tan. I don't know what that means, but
I don't know.
That's what my brain that's just registered.
That's what was going on, yeah. It was like, hubba, 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 blah, 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 blah.
Oh, raise it.
Nobody says hubba, hubba anymore.
Hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
People are more likely to say hubba, hubba than hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's over. It's over, Johnny. It's over. It's 4:02. That was only till 4.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Well, it was a good day. Once again.
This is what OCD does to you, people.
They hit us all at the end. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are well aware of what OCD does to people.
I just can't stop. More and more. Cross. That looks like a cop. It is a cop.
Yeah, well, there you go.
See?
I hope you didn't see it pointing at him. They hate that shit. He's like in there going, I know he called me a pig. I know he did.
How do you know that?
Because I know how they think.
Oh.
I know how they think, man.
What are you, like Karnak?
Maybe.
Fucking Karnak. Son of a bitch.
I might be.
Maria Elena, I hardly know you.
Oh, okay. Well, we're out of here, guys.
I'm punchy. I'm like, habita habita.
Might not be a while till there's another garage sale gloat, so.
Why you say that?
Well, you were saying you might not be around next weekend.
Yeah, but you were talking about bringing a special guest in.
Oh, well, if you want to go out with a special guest.
Well, of course.
Maybe we'll have a special guest next week. Our special guest, can I say this about our special guest?
It's your show.
She reminds us of our bass player from our band when he was her age.
Whoa.
Which means flaky as hell. So, and also like always looking for the hottest opportunity. So if she finds something better than us, she may not be here.
So you're saying that
it's not guaranteed. Not guaranteed.
We could be halfway through a garage sale in our gloat and she could be like,
No. Once
like
we got,
ditch us,
we're gonna go.
Ditch us halfway.
We're gonna go pick her up, so she will be captive.
Well, what if she finds a better offer? Like while she's garage, while we're garage selling.
Well, I mean, she'd have to play it by ear, I guess.
I don't think it's ever happened to me.
People
before.
Have free will, so she could always just be like, "See you guys later." But she'll be off in the middle of Greece somewhere. Maybe she'll find a hot opportunity in Greece.
Yeah.
I don't know. If she is like our old bass player, that might work out for her. You know.
Hey.
I'm just gonna go here.
Really?
Okay. As you can tell, he doesn't listen to this podcast, so we feel free to do impressions of him. All the rest of you that we know are listening, we wait till we turn off the recorder to do impressions of you.
Yeah, it's much easier.
It's much safer. All right. We're gloating out.
And that person had a nice rolling stop.
Gloating out and gloating
that
up.
That old guy looks like he's going to be fucking blindfolded with dental floss. Jesus Christ. Thank you, George Carlin.
All right. We will see you guys when we see you out on the gloating trail.
Wait, one more thing. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Almost made it through the whole day. All right. We're out of here. I'm going to go shit in the Wendy's. In the bathroom.
On the counter. Both ways. Any part in a storm, they say. Especially a hurricane. When nature calls, it's time to
to put up. I had to take my